Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God, and you shall not do any work. That's the third commandment. Pretty tough one. So here's the question for you today. How well are you doing taking that time? Of course, you know, here we are, all of us, with our hearts and our minds completely devoted to the worship and praise of God, with no thoughts about what's going to happen next and what's going to be on the agenda for today. And that should count for something, shouldn't it? I mean, maybe, you know, we're here. But it's been said that being in church makes you no more a Christian than being a car in a garage makes you a car. It doesn't work. Just being in a place doesn't make us Christians. Being outside does. And your presence here this morning, I gotta tell you, is not gonna earn you any more hash marks in heaven of how good we've all been and how bad those other people have been. It doesn't work that way. Some of us remember the good old days. You remember when I was a kid, our church had an 8 o'clock service, a 9:30 service, an 11 o'clock service, and a third service on Thursday, just in case you didn't have time to come. That's a lot of time. And the place was packed. It wouldn't be unusual to have 300, 400 people at a worship service at 11 o'clock, let alone those other ones. Those were the good old days. Days when stores were closed, or at least in the morning. Hobby Lobby still is, you know, they're closed. Is Chick-fil-A open on Sundays yet? Nope, see, they're closed. But the rest of the world, it starts early. And to say in Indiana, there was a law where we live, there was a law that you could not sell adult beverages on Sunday, period. Law is relaxed. You can buy adult beverages, but afternoon, so get in church before you get drunk. That's Indiana for you. Yeah. But there was a time when there wasn't any conflicts. There was no sporting events. Nothing that you had to drag the kids to play soccer or baseball or tailgate for the Bears game. There was a time when Sundays was a day of family gatherings. We used to do that at my grandma's house. She lived on about 87th and Wood. And grandma's house had, it was deluxe. You know, a stoop. She had 4 stoops. So then a platform up on top. So everybody in the family could come and sit on the stoop on Sunday night and watch people go back and forth and stop and talk. It was a good time to relax and to be, just to be. The times have changed. I mean, it's true, priorities have shifted away from the Sabbath. COVID has lured people away from a pew to a couch. It's much easier. Things have changed. Most churches have experienced a definite decline in attendance, and it's sad. It's very sad. It's happened everywhere. But it's always been a struggle to put God first in our lives and to maintain a right relationship with God and to take a whole day. Take a half an hour. Take even a little bit of time and set it apart for God. It's there. It's too bad So maybe, just maybe it's time that we get back. We get back at working and pointing out the slackers out there who are not here because this is what God has commanded, and you better pay attention because he's watching you. Making a list, checking it twice. I had to throw her in there. My last name's Kloss, you know, it comes to mind. Maybe it's best that we have them remember the third commandment, to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And maybe it's best if we start maybe selecting candidates to pass legislation for the registration of churches, and people can be here and required to be here. Maybe it's best. I mean, we could do it for their own good. You know, it's for their good. It would be good if we could just talk to people and point out, you need to be in church. It'd be good to set things right for God. Perhaps the finger pointing, perhaps the legislation and everything else that we could attempt misses the point. It misses the spirit of what it means to keep a Sabbath. Walking through a wheat field one day, Jesus and his disciples are on the way to the synagogue, and his disciples stop and they take some of the grain, they rub it in their hands, and they eat. I guess it's the whole wheat breakfast that we never eat. They take that, they do that, and it's terrible. It's a horrible thing to do. They pluck the kernels and they rub them through so that the chaff goes away, and they just start nibbling. It's lawful to do that. You can do that in the ancient times. As long as you didn't go in and harvest, and as long as you didn't use a sickle on the side of the road, it was fine. So they didn't break that law of stealing. They broke the law of working on the Sabbath. The Pharisees quickly call him out. They talk to Jesus and says, Lord, Jesus, do you see what they're doing? Huh? Do you see? It is not lawful on the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day and do no work. And that's work. Plucking. Grinding. Plucking grain. That's harvesting. See? That's work. No harvesting. Picking out the seed from the chaff. Well, that's threshing. That's work. And you know the law, Jesus, and you know it has to be followed. No one is above the law. I always think that Jesus giggles to himself and says, I am. But he doesn't. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. The Sabbath is from a Hebrew word that literally means stop. To cease, to keep. That commandment has been defined so many ways, and it has to be defined, the Pharisees said, so you all can be protected. See, that's their job, making sure everybody is protected just like them. The commandment has to be kept and defined so that you are protected, knowing what's in and what's out, to work for God's favor. And ironically, keeping the law became work. And so when you're working that hard on a Sabbath day, you're actually working. Working at doing the right thing is hard work. It's always hard work, especially if you're carrying the burden of everybody else who's not following the law the way that you do. You have to work to be judgmental. Work. Working hard at not working broken-hearted at working misses the inner spirit, the inner spirit of a Sabbath gift, because it's a gift. You imagine the law that says nobody is supposed to labor. And remember, you were slaves in Israel or in Egypt? Not even those folks get to work on that day. Everybody needs to rest. It's a gift. The commandment says, you shall do no regular work. By the time of Jesus, the great synagogue came together, all these good people, 200 years before Jesus, they sat down and looked, and how are we going to keep this commandment right? So they came up with 39 different categories of how to keep the Sabbath right. Can you remember 39? It's really hard, but to make it easier, they came up with 1,000 more rules how to keep the 39 rules right so you can keep the first one right. I'd have to have a dictionary with me or something just to figure it out. So to protect the commandment, the Sabbath became a burden instead of a blessing. There's other ones for the Ten Commandments and how to keep things right. An example, you can't carry anything, according to the Pharisees, you can't carry anything that weighs more than a fig on the Sabbath. But if you carry things that are half the weight of a fig, you can carry two of them. It's the law. No grocery shopping today. I've seen some of y'all at the store over there at the Jewel. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Nope. Unless it's just as small as a fig. You could throw an object. That's okay. But you can't catch it, because then that's the work of doing something deliberately. So you can't do that. You can throw a rock, skip it across the water, but you can't go out and try to grab a baseball. That's work. You could drag a chair outside through the dirt. No, I'm sorry. You can't drag a chair outside in the dirt because the legs would be plowing, and that's work. My favorite one, everybody does enjoy this one, I hope you're following the law. You cannot swat a mosquito on the Sabbath day, because that's intentionally hunting. So you gotta just let it suck the blood as much as it wants. Keep the law. I mean, it starts getting pretty ridiculous, but these are the ways that they thought is the best way to please God and show how faithful I am to your commandments, Lord. Over the years, this pile of man-made laws got bigger and bigger and bigger. 39 categories, 1,000 little subtitles for it. Bigger until that mountain actually restricted the free-flowing spirit of the gift of the Sabbath. Missing the spirit of God's chosen way for his people. That's what Jesus came to set right. You know, all these things, building, 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 doesn't make you any closer to God, Jesus is saying. And that's what he comes and confronts in this gospel lesson. The text says that Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and he's about to just blow that whole mountain of rules and regulations, just blow it away. He says the Sabbath is made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. It's there for us as a gift. It's not something that we have to earn. That's what Jesus is ultimately saying. This is supposed to be a blessing for your life, a resource for you, not a religion of more and more rules and a law to be laid down upon you and the obligation to make sure everybody else is doing it right. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily burdened, carrying laden burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." And nobody kept the spirit of the Lord's laws better than Jesus. "Come, that's my burden, and it's easy, because I'll carry it with you. I'm on the other side of the yoke." That's Jesus' invitation. And he says, just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. There's no authority but Jesus, and there's no law except the law of love for us to follow. It's not about rules. It's not about regulations. You can work your fingers to the bone, but at the end, what do you get? You don't know that song. You get bony fingers. And Christ, you and I are free. We're free from those burdens. But this is where we come into a really huge problem that we need to work out. The Sabbath commandment was always meant to be a blessing, and that has not changed. It's a gift. I mean, it's a grace to embrace the calling of God to rest in the bosom of the Lord, rest with God. So we should strive to keep a Sabbath. We should strive to keep it well. Not so much, though, a day. Not a Saturday, as some do, or a Sunday, as some do, but as a way of life. To create a Sabbath way of life. When in doubt, maybe we should just answer Jesus' question that was posed to the people in the synagogue. Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? Is it lawful to save life or to kill on the Sabbath? The day of rest, the time that we rest with the Lord. But you know, we don't do that just one day a week. It's an everyday thing. It's a way of life. Is it lawful? Is it lawful to do harm or to do good? What's God's law say? Is it lawful to give life or to take it? And let that one be the guide for you during the week. I once read that the Sabbath is a day in which a person hands their life back to God every week to remember it's not their own. But maybe it's a day, Sabbath should be a day continuously through the week to hand the life back to God and say, "It's not mine." Acknowledging that we don't belong to other things. We belong to a generous God. And it changes how we're going to look at the other 6 days of the week. It starts with rest. All the studies that have been done show that we do not rest enough. Remember the commandment. And it starts off with the word remember. Remember, it's time to rest. We all need to remember to take Sabbath time, to set aside the distractions of the world and a time to remember what God has done for us. Now, Linda's probably thinking, "Great physician, heal thyself," because I don't do that very well, if at all. It's always something that I need to do. But there is such a cloud of witnesses throughout the Bible, throughout our lives, people who have shown us the most important thing is to take the time before it's too late. The cloud of witness that surrounds us here as we're striving to do the best that we can. But they tell us that it's not your efforts that matter. It's not your efforts that's going to redeem you. It's It's remembering. Remembering, because that's where you and I thrive. We need to rest. We need to remember. We need to repeat. Rest, remember, repeat. Remember, repeat, rest. Just keep on doing it time and time again. I know that when we allow our lives to become frantic and hectic like they, you know, like they do, it seems like they become more frantic and more hectic as we try to remember the things that we're supposed to do and we didn't do and what we got to do. Remember, relax, and rely. Rely on God, because God is the one who will provide all of our needs. Stop thinking and start believing that the good things in our lives are, the good things in our life are a blessing. And they're the things that are most important to us. And it's not based on something that we do, no matter how good we do it. For every good and perfect gift comes from God. Every gift and blessing we receive isn't won because we deserve it, because we've worked so hard and I'm here in church on a nice day and Sunday. It's given by God who has created, given by God who preserves and sustains. And when we take the time for Sabbath rest on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any day, when we take the time for Sabbath rest, we're reminded that it's not depending on ourselves that's so important. It's relying on God. Remember, rest, and rely. Jesus says that the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. And to tell the truth, we do not observe the Sabbath on the day that's required. There's a reason for it. Long ago, I think it was 107 AD, Saint Ignatius of Antioch wrote that the Christians don't wait to the end of the week to give thanks. They start the week by saying thank you and looking forward to the blessings, not looking backwards. Looking forward. And that's the direction we're going to go. Christians can look back to the history of Israel, to all the good things, but the day of resurrection is what we start our week on. To remember the great good news of life and life in abundance. I recently read a good way to think about the change from Saturday to Sunday for the Sabbath. I read, until Christ had come, humankind worked toward their Sabbath. Since Christ, we work from our Sabbath, because that's where he is. That's where Christ is calling us. In the past, the Sabbath depended upon the work, and the new world, the new life, the work grows out of the Sabbath. Jesus says, the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. The very first word in that commandment, remember. Remember, rest in the grace of God, repeat. Remember, rest, repeat. I said that a bunch of times, so hopefully, if you don't remember anything else, that's a good one. Remember, rest, repeat. And remember that you belong to a generous God. And that's going to change every day, all the other 6 days of the week. Amen.